USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Senator, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in the fight to get his Senate seat back, conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday. President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. It's deadline day to file 2019 taxes or request an extension. The federal government added 3 months to the usual April 15th deadline because of the pandemic, and most states followed that lead, including Maryland, where Comptroller Peter Franchot says,
if you don't file your tax return, that triggers things that we don't have control over.
Wall Street futures are up on encouraging coronavirus vaccine reports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in the hospital, admitted on Monday night after complaining of chills and a fever. She underwent a procedure yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court says Ginsburg is expected to remain in the hospital in Baltimore for a few more days to get additional medical attention. Encouraging news about the development of a coronavirus vaccine as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
The candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing.
You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The border between the United States and Canada expected to stay closed until further notice. The shutdown was supposed to end on July 21st, but now it's been extended to August 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he recently spoke with President Trump about it, and an official decision is expected to be announced within the next couple of days. The border closed since March because of coronavirus. NBC's streaming service Peacock launches today. It's free for the basic level and $4.99 for access to premium content. Another $5 on top of that will get you the no-ads version. It'll host NBC shows like Law & Order in addition to news and sports. The Grateful Dead coming out with their own version of Nikes. The band has collaborated with the shoe company to create the new sneakers for Nike's skateboarder line. The Grateful Dead sneakers will be suede. They'll come in three bright colors, orange, green, or yellow. The new kicks will have fake fur and will also feature the band's iconic Jer-Bear Dancing Bear logo. The orange Grateful Dead sneakers go on sale July 18th. The yellow and green ones will come out on July 24th. And Tyra Banks will be on the new ABC Dancing with the Stars. In fact, she's been announced as the new host after Tom Bergeron was fired. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.